Dean Regas is the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory, and he's also a regular contributor to WVXU with his two programs, the Milky Way Cafe and Looking Up. And I'm here today at the observatory to meet Dean at his own turf, so to speak. Thanks for meeting with me, Dean.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks for coming to the observatory.
Sure. This is a wonderful place full of lots of great history and great scientific knowledge. How long has the observatory been part of Cincinnati?
Well, it goes back to about 1842. That was the founding of the Astronomical Society, which was the first kind of its kind, really, in the whole country. And at the end of one of the meetings, the president was convinced to get a telescope for the city. And so he went to Munich, Germany that next year with $9,000 to $10,000 and bought the choicest telescope on the market, brought it back from Munich, Germany, and it's been part of Cincinnati ever since.
And it was originally established in Mount Adams, correct?
Correct. If you think of where the monastery is today, that's where the original observatory was. Mount Adams gets its name because John Quincy Adams came to visit the building and lay the cornerstone. Then we moved from there to its current location in Mount Lookout, where we do a lot of looking out. And we've been here since 1873.
And this place is fascinating to me as the home of the oldest telescope in the United States.
Correct. Yeah, that's that same scope that he got in Munich, Germany, the old scope from 1843. It's made out of wood and brass. It's this beautiful telescope, 11 inches in diameter with a mahogany tube. You don't see that around very often. And what's even better is we use it every single night. It's not behind glass. This is an active observatory where school groups come over, scout groups, adult groups, and we want everybody to look through this telescope.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was going to say that, you know, I've been here on a couple of occasions with my kids, and even though this place is a very scientific location with lots of knowledge and stuff, but it's very kid-friendly. You and your staff and your team, you make a great effort to engage the kids without talking down to them. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. That's definitely one of our goals. We want to make the field of astronomy as accessible as possible. And there's nothing better than putting your eye up to that telescope and letting I get to stand next to you and see when the light goes through the scope and hits your eye. Your eye just lights up and your brain lights up. It's a great thing to actually witness and to experience. So seeing the moon is a big thing, a big treat. Jupiter's up in the springtime, and then we're going to be having Saturn coming around soon, which is dynamite to see.
And I was going to say probably the word most often mentioned in this building is wow.
Exactly. We'd like to make that our logo. We even thought about putting wow up around in the dome in all different countries, because we get people coming from other countries and they say these words and we're like, what did that mean? And they're like, that means wow in Japanese, or that means wow in Russian. And we're, oh, good. Yeah, because that is what people say. It's kind of like when people drive up at the end of the street and they see this building, I mean, we're in a residential neighborhood. That's surprising to people. They say, oh, I didn't know this was there. And then they see these telescopes. Oh, I didn't know those were here. And then we show them Saturn. Oh, I didn't know Saturn looked like that. I mean, it's a real surprising moment for a lot of people, and it really sticks with them.
And aside from the classic telescope that you already mentioned, you have I guess it's a newer telescope that you use, I guess, more frequently, correct?
Well, yeah, actually, the older one we use on a daily basis. We have a newer one, and newer, I mean, it's 109 years old. That one is used maybe on a weekly basis. So we use that one a couple times a month or so, mostly with adult classes or the kids club, or if we have a special event like an eclipse or something like that's happening, we use that one. But mostly we use the older one because it's easier to use and the view's very similar. I think people like kind of the old style of that one.
What made you want to get started in astronomy?
It was complete accident. This is not what I thought I'd be doing with my life. I went to Xavier University and graduated with a history degree and secondary ed. So I was going to be a high school history teacher, and that was the plan. The plan then morphed into something else. I started working for the Cincinnati Parks and doing nature ed, and was at Avon Woods for a while, then moved over to Burnett Woods, And there's a planetarium in Burnett Woods, and a lot of people don't know about that little planetarium, and it came to me to run it. My boss said, "Dean, you're in charge." I said, "I don't know where anything is. I don't even know where the North Star is." And so I had to learn really quickly, and there's just some moment that happened. I was under the dome, and the stars were on the ceiling, and it just snapped. It was my religious moment, and the stars got hold of me. And after that, I just learned all that I could about the subject and fell in love with it.
What would you say is the coolest thing that you've seen through one of the telescopes here at the observatory?
Ooh, that is a tough question. I mean, Saturn is always a delight to see. And, it's been a few months since I've seen Saturn. Whenever I see it for the first time, I'm like, oh, gosh, there it is again. Oh, I love Saturn. Jupiter is great. The moon is great. The sun and sunspots. We can do solar viewing with our telescope, too. Attach a solar filter and look at the sun safely and see solar flares. That's pretty incredible. We've had a number of lunar eclipses that I've seen from the observatory, which is really cool to see. And we're not going to have any this year, but we will have a lunar eclipse in 2014 and a partial solar eclipse in 2014. So that'll be exciting to see too.
And when you say you use the telescope on a daily basis, are you looking at things like the moon and Jupiter, or are there unusual things that you seek out?
Well, let's see, last night we had a pretty clear night, and so we looked at Jupiter first, and then the Orion Nebula, which is another great object. You picture Orion as the three stars in a row for his belt, and this is his sword hanging from his belt. You look in the telescope at that, and you see this cloud of gas and dust that's making new stars. So we looked at that last night, and then we can see other objects like open star clusters. We looked at the Pleiades. There's another object called M35. And then on the rare occasions where it's a super good night, then we can look at galaxies too.
And I was also fortunate in one night that we were here, we actually got to watch the International Space Station zoom across the sky as we were walking from the older building to the newer building, and that in itself was a treat. And as I was saying, when I came here with my own kids, just something as simple as, like you said, seeing the moon, something that you see almost every night, but then when you see it close up and you get a different view of it, it really changes your perspective of where you are in the universe and how the universe itself is.
Oh yeah, I mean, some people would say, oh well, I can see the moon with my naked eye. Well, yeah, you can, but you can't see it the way we can see it. I mean, you could just you look at it through this telescope, and it's like you're there. It's like you're Neil Armstrong almost, and you see the craters, you see the valleys, and you think, wow. I mean, what it does for me too is it takes me back to the people at first who were using telescopes, and they get to see this for the first time and think, this is something I had no idea this was there. And it's that kind of discovery that we get to do. I get to discover something new every day, essentially.
Now, obviously, because you're looking up into the sky, most of your action, as so to speak, happens at night. What do you do during the day here?
Well, daytime, we prepare for programs at nighttime. We do a lot of that. We do a little dome maintenance. We have to keep up on the telescopes and the equipment. I also do some writing articles for the Inquirer and various other places. Getting ready to record interviews on WVXU at times as well. And then we also do a lot of daytime programs where myself and our staff, we go out to do programs at schools We also host field trips here at the observatory, so they can come and see the facilities during the daytime.
For, say, a class or a scout group or someone who might be interested in coming to visit, what would you say is the capacity of a group that you could handle?
Yeah, we're a pretty small place as things go, and we kind of like to keep things more intimate, that you can have a little more time with the telescope and all that. So a good size group is about 30 people per group, so a good classroom size. The facilities are relatively small. The parking, we try to keep things a little bit smaller groups, just because you get more time with the astronomers too, and you get to get your questions answered. We have a lot of people that have they hear something in the news, they read something in the magazine, and they think, oh, I need to ask somebody about that. Well, we're that person you get to ask. We're the experts on the field. So if anybody would like to make we always say you got to call ahead to make reservations. Just give us a call and we can set something up.
So being an observatory, people can come to expect, you know, a telescope and to look out and see things in the night sky. What's something that a visitor to the observatory might be surprised to find?
Well, the history is the big thing. I mean, there's so many historic things here at the observatory, like the, you know, the naming of Mount Adams comes from us. The naming of Mount Lookout comes from us. One of our directors was the starter of the National Weather Service because he was up on Mount Adams looking through the telescope and couldn't see much because of all the smog and pollution of downtown. So he thought, I'm going to try another hobby. His other hobby was weather prediction, and from there became the national forecaster, essentially. And just all these little tidbits of history that are here that people can notice. And then I think the other thing is the architecture of the buildings, as they see this, and this is, you know, really like nothing else. This is a very unique building in a very unique part of town.
We're in the early months of 2013. What sort of activities or events can we expect in the coming year?
Well, so Jupiter will be around for a little while. That's a good one to look at. And then we'll have Saturn towards May. And then before that, well, we've got two potential comets. This could be the year of the comets. We've had a long drought in Cincinnati where we haven't seen any bright comets since Hale-Bopp in 1997. And so we're going to have one comet in March that's called Pan-STARRS, which could be bright. It's not going to be super bright, but it could be visible to the naked eye. So we'll be looking that out, looking for that around March 12th, 13th, 14th, somewhere around there. And then the big one is Comet Ison. It's ISON, which will be coming around in November. And this has the potential, I don't want to get people too excited, but this has the potential to be the brightest comet they've ever seen in their life. But you never know with comets, they could fizzle out. And so we're going to keep an eye on it. But we're cautiously optimistic that just after, right around Thanksgiving time, this comet's going to be something else to see.
Well, Dean, thank you very much for your time. For anyone who's looking for more information about the Cincinnati Observatory, you can find links on our website at wvxu.org/lx. Thanks, Dean.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Sempre estar lá e ver e voltar. Não era mais o mesmo, mas estava em seu lugar. Sempre estar lá e ver e voltar. O tolo teme a noite, como a noite vai temer o fogo. Vou chorar sem medo, vou lembrar com o tempo de onde eu vim, o mundo azul.